Hey, everybody. This is In the Word with Will and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I am Marie.
And we are on episode 227 of In the Word podcast, and we're going to be talking about Genesis for a few weeks. We don't know how long. We're teaching on Genesis on Sundays, so thought it would just be appropriate to talk about Genesis, you know, in our podcast as well.
Yeah, and you know, ironically, before you even told me you were going to do Genesis, it had been laid on my heart by the Lord to start all over, go back to the beginning. I've read the Bible through several times, as I know you have, but I want to get a better understanding of what I know. And so I started, and I'm just going slow, and I'm reading and rereading. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm excited about it. And your lessons are just really, really great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just love the Word, and I love what it teaches us. But most importantly, I love wanting to be like Jesus and be obedient to Him. Mm-hmm. And that's really, when all is said and done, that is really how the Lord evaluates us, or what, or actually what matters to Him in the long run. Remember, He told Saul through Samuel that obedience is better than sacrifice, even. So when it comes to the Word of God, the greatest thing we can do, the best thing we can do, is to be obedient to it, to Him, because everything else just doesn't give us the same bang for our buck. Actually, John 8:31, I like to quote this, but John 8:31 says, Jesus said to the people who believed in Him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings." So following His word, believing His word, obeying His words is really what defines us as a disciple of Christ, not our church affiliation or our denominational membership, not our philanthropy or generosity or even our service or ministry isn't even the key with the Lord. What is to Him is to remain faithful,
exactly,
and to be obedient to His word.
Be obedient, study. You can't be obedient to something you don't know. So start, you know, make a commitment to start reading every day, and something you don't understand, you know, ask the Lord for, you know, understanding of it, or whoever you study with, you know, because there's so much in here and so much life in here for us. I think a lot of things that we struggle with, or ways that we are not victorious in, is because we don't really know what the Word says about it, you know, what God has to say. And we have to make sure that we're making it a practice to ask God what pleases Him, you know, to not go on thinking that we know everything, but to seek Him and to be still some time and just read and study and just meditate on His word. And I think our church, the American, you know, the church of that we have, the Christian church, I believe it would be so much stronger and so much more productive if we would just, you know, stop for a minute, you know, meditate on the word and just ask God to, you know, to do what He wants to do, not just in our lives, but in the lives of those that believe.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I like the fact that the Lord, even as it related to Abraham, He said that his obedience was counted as righteousness. Yeah. And so as we study through Genesis and other books, we just want to be faithful. We want to learn to be obedient. We want the Word of God to direct us, to instruct us, to inform our behavior and our conduct in every shape and fashion.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank You for this time together, and we ask You to just anoint Your Word as we know You will, and we ask You to help us to be faithful to Your Word, and most importantly, Lord, to be obedient to Your Word. And we give You thanks and praise, and we honor You, Lord, for this privilege to be able to share this podcast. We pray that those that will listen will also be obedient and grow in Your word and do the things that are pleasing in Your sight.
Yes, Lord.
We give You honor and praise. In Jesus' name we ask.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next time in the Word Podcast with Will and Marie.